Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network. The views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the host, guest, and caller. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. And with that, welcome to A New Beginning, Ambassador for Christ, your host, Deacon Wes Armstrong. Welcome. Welcome to those joining by phone, those by the Internet. First of all, I want to give honor to God. Because had it not been for him, I wouldn't be here. I pretty well believe that. He brought me from a mighty long way. He brought me from a chaotic lifestyle. He brought me from evil and my sinful ways at that time. But he saved me, sanctified me, holy, and he filled me with his Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. But to God be the glory. Honor him tonight, and I truly thank him for the time he has given me, because it's truly been a blessing for myself, and I'm sure it has been a blessing for others. So tonight, I thought I'd talk a little bit about suffering. I put it out there, and see if I could reel in some comments. But first, I'd like to greet everyone that's on the line. My favorite listener. Good evening, Miss Margaret. How are you?
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Despite whatever, I'm doing great. You know, God is good.
Yes, sir.
God is good. Had it not been for the Lord that was on our side, I don't even believe any of us would be here. But to God be the glory, okay?
Amen.
Right. Yes, amen, amen. Talk to you a little later. Okay. Caller, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, New Beginnings, Ambassador for Christ, telling the world about Jesus, and especially what he has done for me and how he got me to this point and where I'm to go from this point and how I'm to deal accordingly in this chaotic world. All righty. Let me put a scripture out there. I did mention that word suffering. Let me put something out there, okay? All right, that's, I think I'll do Romans, I believe that's Romans 17, 18. Okay, let me see here real quick. Okay, Romans 8, I believe that's it. Romans 8, 17 and 18. Reading the King James Version. Romans chapter 8, verses 17 and 18, and we'll go from there. And if children, then heirs. Wait a minute. Let's go back just a tad there. Let's go back to a tad. Okay. Let's start at 16, Romans 8 and 16. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit. Now, this is basically talking about new beginnings, a new beginning. It's not the same old us. We have gotten rid of the old man. This is a new beginning in our life. It's similar to a new year, necessarily making a resolution that most people will break after the first week or so, you know, in their life. But a new beginning for us who have given up the old way of life, okay? Okay. Romans 8 and 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so, be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Verse 18, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let me read that again. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, that hits me pretty good there. You know, I'm having some health issues myself, and, you know, it's not me, but it's the enemy. I know it's the enemy. You know, he's always wanting me to ask myself, why me? You know, I'm a child of God. You know, I'm doing what he told me to do. Why do I have to go through this suffering? Hey, it tells us plain and simple, plain and simple. Let's do 1 Peter 3 and 18, and then we'll get in prayer. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. First Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Okay? All right, now. For Christ also hath once put for sins the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Okay? Once more, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh. Now, this is the reason why Christ went to the cross, because God loved us. He loved all of us. He loved all of us because we're all sinners. We weren't born saints. We weren't born children of God. We were born into sin, shaping in iniquity. The love of God is just that strong and powerful for me, who left my wife and did the stealing and out there doing drugs, cheating and stealing and whatever. He loved me so much while I was in my sin that he sent his only begotten son to die on that horrible, rugged cross for me. So, hey, I'm grateful and thankful that somebody did it, because I don't think I would have been able to do it for myself. I really don't think I could handle them catching me. I would have to do something to try to get up out of that, to have nails, my hands nailed to a piece of wood, like I'm a piece of wood, you know, and hung on a path. I believe it's a path that entered into the city, on a hill where any and everybody could see you, and just suffered, hanging there, you know, the degradation and the shame, you know. Now, that's suffering, y'all. That, you know, I tell you, I've never been there, but that's suffering. What I've been through, the little bit of suffering I've been through, and the suffering here with my health issues, this is nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us if we hold on and hang out until that day of redemption. You know, that day that we can look forward to being with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit from then on until eternity, which never has an end. There is no end to eternity, okay? All right, I put it out there, so let's get started. Let's have a little prayer here. Those of you who have prayer requests, you can call them out before God. the sick and afflicted, those that don't have any hope in the world anymore. They just given up life. They checked out. You know, those who are suicidal, those who are very depressed, the homeless, the government, you know, our neighbors on either side. We don't know what people are going through. We just don't know. But we need to pray for them as we pray for ourselves and our families. And especially for these young people. These young people, they're being redirected by the enemy. You know, that's the only way he can he can win the future. It's by taking over the young ones who are the future, taking them over right now in the schools and in the homes where there's no family, you know, anymore, the streets and gangs, you know, and a person's own thoughts, their own thoughts, okay? All right. Let's pray. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you. We give you the praise and glorify your holy name because you are God and there is none other. You are sovereign. You are all that we need, Father God. You have everything that we need. And we need to look toward you, Father God. Not be distracted by these worldly issues and the chaos in the world and the conversations that we just pick up unintentionally, but it's a part of life. You know, help us, Lord, to hold our own so that we'll be worthy and accounted as worthy when everlasting life is presented. We will be chosen in that number. Help us, Lord God, to do the right thing each and every day, not to worry about material goods, because you provide us, Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are our provider to give us what we need, and if we act like we know and we're sincere and we give it all to you, you will even give us the desires of our heart. But we as children of God and those that call themselves Christians, saints, we have to go a step further. We have to separate from the world. Help us not to be as the world, Lord God, because there are tricks, there are blocks. In our paths, our own people turn out to be our enemies on certain occasions, you know. But help us to love everybody, Lord, everybody with a sincere heart. Help us to make the right decisions. Come to you first, as in Matthew 6 and 33 says. First, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you will add these things to us, Father God. Help us to help the next man in line. Lead and guide us through your spirit, Father God, to say a kind word or show us how we can approach the next man and reach out that right hand of fellowship if they're down, not to keep them down or them behind us, but for us to walk together, Father God. Two can't be agreed unless two walking together. They can't walk together unless they be agreed. If we're not on the same level, on the same on the same plane, we are going to break apart eventually, separate. Help us, Father God, as the family, your family, Father God, your children, God. Lead and guide us into all truth. And once we understand your word, Father God, help us to delve into it a little bit more, to actually find out and not take it for granted what my friends may say or my family tell me. Help us to get that inclination to go for ourselves, understand the word for ourselves. Help us to be good children, Father God, good children. You're our Father in heaven, and you you come down because we couldn't even do for ourselves, Lord God. You came down to take care of us through your Son, Jesus Christ, to give us a pathway to get to where we should be at, not back to normalcy, because my idea of normalcy was in the garden. Adam gave up the keys to the enemy. There is no normal anymore. It is a chaotic and evil world. But protect us and keep us, Father God. And help us to pray more for the governments of these countries in the world, Father God. Help us to help the poor. Help us, Lord God, not to shield our wealth and our material goods, to stack away, store away riches in this life, Father God, that we can't take with us into the next life. Help us to do the right thing, Father God. Help us to hear the right thing, the wrong things. Help us to learn how to block those things out, Father God. Look the right way. Take the right steps in the right direction, Lord God. We ask you, Father God, we don't want to be left behind. We know that we can fall, but we want to be sincere, Father God, and righteous. We want to be holy because you, your son, is holy. And we honor you tonight, Father God. Again, we thank you for this time that we can communicate with each other. We can encourage each other, Father God. Give each other hope. Give each other a reason why we do what we do. No need to complain. No. Some have more issues that they deal with than others. But you know, Lord God, what the next man can go through, you know, because we all have a measure of faith. We've all been given a measure of faith, and it's up to us to use that and build that faith where this life should be in the rearview mirror. We're looking forward, Father God, to everlasting life. Help us to stay in that number, God. And we give you the praise. Touch the sick and afflicted. Yes, Lord. Heal their bodies, their mind. Help us to do the right thing. If it's medication we need to take, help us, Father God, but help us to look through and to see through deceitfulness in this world. Help us, Father God, to be good servants. Help us. Help us to become ambassadors for Christ. Telling the world about Jesus through your word, God. We honor you. We give you the praise. Glorifying your holy name as we say hallelujah, the Most High praise. Hallelujah. Once again, in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay. Jesus suffered for us on the cross, and I am so thankful that somebody took my place. Because as I said, I'm sure I would have been hollering, screaming, fighting, scratching. If that would have been my punishment, and I had to do it, even for all the sins I did, I'm thankful that God loved me just that much. He didn't wait until I come out of my sins. He loved me that much in my sins that he made a way of escape. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Hands and feet with nails? Oh, come on, y'all. No. I can stump my toe right now. And that is whole body. But knowing the truth and understanding the word of God now, I'm more than grateful and so, so thankful. And I am honored to praise him, you know. It's an honor to praise him because God, he sits high and he looks low. He is our creator, our redeemer, our sustainer, and he is our judge. I'm opening up the mics. Do I have any comments? Good evening. Good evening, family.
Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome. Would you have a comment or would you like to say something? The topic I put out of suffering. Have you ever asked yourself that?
Well, you might think sometimes maybe I did something wrong or I didn't do what I should have done. Because I know years, well, I go back in the time when we had our first child, Karina, and she had got sick and had to be put in a food they called a tent. And I had fell back on God, and I thought that probably was my fault because she was sick. So sometimes you will fall back and think this is my fault. But as you know, as I'm older in the Lord and I'm older in age and all that, we're gonna go through things. Sometimes you get sick and you just, and the word says to ride with him, you're going to suffer. And we're going to go through things in life. It ain't that we've done wrong. It's just life. Sickness, you go through sickness, and sometimes that sickness is so, like when I had the pinched nerve. I tell you, I've had 5 children. I had a set of twins, and I had 3 other children, and bad as I went through with having those children, that pinched nerve was just, it just hurt me so bad. I tell you the truth, I hadn't hurt that bad, I don't think, before. And I would just cry with it so bad, and that was suffering. But through it all, God did. It seemed like he wasn't nowhere around, but God took me through. He took me through it, and at times it was hard. But God did. He took me through it. And we're going to go through some parts on this narrow road that we're traveling on. And that don't mean God has forgotten us. But through the suffering, we still have to trust God. And we have to remember what he said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's why it's important for us to read God's word, so we can remember what he have already said, that I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you always through those bad times and through those good times. And even this year when I came down with COVID-19, and it drugged me. It really drugged me. And there one day I just cried. I tell you, I just, Lord have mercy. I was just crying, I got just low, but you know, God still came by, and he took me through, and that's suffering too. And then some people go with lost loved ones and grieving and different kinds of suffering, but that's life. But through it Jesus is able to see us through it, but we have to look to him. He's the only one that can comfort our heart. He's the only one that can put his arms around us and speak comfort to us. Because going through this life, you're going to go through some hard times. Sometimes you ain't going to have somebody there that can comfort you. You have to depend on the Lord. Because he is the only one that can take you through. Just like I guess it's a poem that you probably heard read, when the man says, seemed like during the time when I was going through it was so hard. In other words, I would see a footprint. But so during the time that seemed like it was so hard, I would just see two footprints. But it said, Jesus, so that was the time I was carrying you. We need him to carry us. Sometimes you seem like you all alone, but he's carrying us. That's why you need to read the word and know the word for yourself, because Satan will speak to your mind and make you feel you all alone. You don't have nobody. But Jesus is still there. Because on this road, sometimes you're going to feel alone. So he says you'll see a traveler every now and then. But he's there with us. Every step of the way, he's there with us. We're going to go through those hard times. We're going to go through trials. Sometimes you're going to feel like you don't have no one. You don't understand what's going on. But just call on the name of Jesus. Because he is our life. He will comfort you in those dark hours. He will comfort you when you don't even feel like praying. That's why you pray when you're able to. Because when you're sick and your body
in pain, you don't feel like praying. So you need mm-hmm. already need those prayers stacked up.
Yes, yes.
Don't wait till you get where you can't pray. Pray at all times. When you're
mm-hmm.
feeling good, pray. Read your Bible when you're feeling good. But when
yeah.
you get sick, you don't feel like reading your Bible. You don't feel like praying. That's
mm-mm.
why you need
mm-mm.
to do it when you're able to, because those times
yeah.
will come in your life. Those
mm-hmm.
times are going to come. Sometimes you go through hard times, hard trials. You're going to suffer sometimes. But that's
amen.
The way
mm-hmm.
you're going to go. It's not going to be all flower beds of ease.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to be ice cream and all that all the time. You're going to go through some dark hours in your life.
Amen.
That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you
it
get
is.
On
that's
this
right.
road,
mm-hmm.
it don't mean it's going to be, you're going to be skipped through loo, my darling. You're just going to be picking flowers and all this. No.
Amen.
When you get into church, everything not going to go smooth all the time because you going to church and serving God. They don't
mm-hmm.
going to tempt
right.
you. You're going to have some hard
mm-hmm.
times. You're going to hit some, he going to throw fiery darts at you. You're going to feel alone sometimes. But keep holding on. Because those trials are going to come. Some suffering goes this way. Jesus suffered.
Mm-hmm.
He
yes,
was
he
both
did.
Human and divine. He suffered.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
got
and
tired.
We are to likewise.
He got hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he
did.
Mm-hmm. Talked about.
Yes.
He felt
mm-hmm.
the wrong.
Yes.
He
yes.
went came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. He was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered. So who am I to
mm-hmm.
say, why me? Why not you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We have to realize that. We have to realize that.
Yes.
Of
yes,
going
we do.
This way, you're going to have some knocks. People you
mm-hmm.
think from your side. Sometimes they might be the one that's talking about you behind your back.
Never can
so don't be discouraged.
That's
keep
right.
Your hand
mm-hmm.
and you back.
That's it. That's it. Yes, yes. Let me read this this scripture real quick. Romans 8 and 28, I believe it is. Romans 8 and 28. Now, I used to get this twisted, this scripture here, you know. I just couldn't understand it. But you know, sometimes we can read a scripture on a Monday. We can go back and read it again on a Wednesday or Thursday, and we get a different meaning from it, you know. Or we get a meaning, we do finally get the meaning altogether. But the scripture, it just come to me one day, you know. And it's not that I've been, you know, in the faith, reading scriptures all my life or nothing. But, you know, it just come to me, and God gave me that understanding of what it meant, okay? Romans 8 and 28 out of the King James Version.
mm-hmm.
And it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Now, that one word, two words, all things. So by us suffering, that's working for our good,
working.
You know. And those bad things that happened to us and we lost this and we gained that and we can't get that over there, you know, God, he might have us on the back burner waiting. You know, he knows what
mm-hmm.
we need. We're getting the basics
mm-hmm.
first, but after a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like we go through that suffering period. We have to go through. It ain't no, ain't no way. It ain't no way you can say, well, I'm going to wait till next week to go through this. No, we have to go through, you know. Some people can't handle it. They try to medicate.
Mm-hmm.
But what we need to do
mm-hmm.
is just meditate. Leave it into
mm-hmm.
God's hand. And
that's right.
This particular scripture, all things work together for good to them that love God.
That's right.
One way to tell. That's one way to tell who really loves God and who is just half-step. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
if we go mm-hmm. through something, you know, we go through something and we come out the other side. How did we get there? Yeah, how did we get mm-hmm. there? We didn't take ourselves through, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
He purposed for us to go through that. And it's almost mm-hmm. it's almost like a test or to see where our faith is, you know, mm-hmm. or see where our commitment is, or to see where our heart is. How are we going to come out on the other side and we're going to come out on the other side blaspheming God? Well, God, you know it didn't have to take all that long time. You said you love me. All you had to do was just touch my body or say a word, and I wouldn't have to go through that mess. You know what I'm saying? But if we are sincere enough, and we have to be sincere, we cannot, what is the scripture? Toss to and fro like waves of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, we go to church. Oh, we Christian. We this. We got our Bible. You know what I'm saying? And then Sunday evening or Monday, we go to work Monday. Things ain't going right. We're cursing everybody out. You know, that don't work. That does not
work. No, it don't work.
That is not being committed to living the life of serving mm-hmm. God by Christ Jesus, because there is no guile in him and there's no darkness. And those things are from the dark side. And that's where we need to separate ourselves from the world, you know? God, he's supplying people's needs, and he's looking out for people in the world in sin. He's giving them an opportunity. He is long-suffering. 50-some years, like I know. And, you know, I grew up in the church. And then my wife, she was a Christian, you know, child of God. But where was I at? I was doing my own thing, you know. But it's right there. It's like my mom would send me to get something. And she would say, okay, all right, it's over there in such and such a place, right? I go, I look, I can't find it. I go back and tell her, say, well, I couldn't find it. It wasn't there. I couldn't find it. And she would go straight to it, right where she told me. And she would say, if it was, would have been a snake, it would have bit you because it was right in front of my face. You know? It was right there. It wasn't hiding. And it's just like God and his son Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, they're right there for any and everybody to just reach out and say, Lord, I give in. I accept mm-hmm. what you mm-hmm. have. Too simple. Because sometimes simple trips people up. You know? Because we got to figure this thing out in our own mind. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And once we start figuring stuff out, where do we wind up at? We wind up getting deeper and deeper and further behind. And before you know it, boom, we come back and say, well, Lord, have mercy. I'm just going to have to, you know, give in and let God do it. So we could have done that in the first place to keep from having to go through all these, they're changes that we take our own selves through. We are our worst enemy. And wherever
we
go, we take ourselves with us. We cannot leave ourselves over there to take ourselves with us.
We do.
So we need to deal with that. Deal with that and let go and let God. And he'll give us the strength to go through things. You know, he will give us the strength. And after we go through, that is like I wouldn't call it a test, but it's just to see where we're at, you know, our faith. Because his mercy, God's mercy, is never ending.
Mm-hmm.
And his grace, unmerited favor. You know, if it wouldn't be for that, if it wasn't for God's grace, I would have been a whole long time ago. You know? But his grace, you know what I'm saying? Not because of anything I've done. It's because his love. God's got that love, unconditional love. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
unconditional.
And that's what we're supposed to have, unconditional love. Praise
towards
God.
Towards each other. Towards
that's
God
right,
and towards each other.
Unconditional love. Regardless of what
that's
you do,
right.
I still got that love in my heart.
That's right. You made a comment. You made a statement earlier. I believe you're the one that made a statement earlier today, to where it's, how can you love God who you've never seen?
That's right. And hate your brother.
And the rest
you
of
see every... That's right.
That's right.
You cannot love
That's
God
right.
And hate your brother.
That's right.
Who you
That's
see
right.
every day.
That's...
No way.
That's right.
No way. Bye. And the truth That's... ain't in.
Mm-hmm.
What it is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But
yes.
people are doing that. People are doing that. They, oh, I love
yes.
the Lord. I love the Lord. But can't even stand to match your brother or sister. Now, see, that's
right,
a
right.
lie. And cannot
it's
serve
but
God from, and hate your brother or sister. Mm-mm. That ain't,
right.
That's not God. That's not God. We have to get it right.
No.
That's like,
that's
here's
right.
the show.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit spoke to me. I was thinking it was saying it to me to tell my children, but I realized
mm-hmm.
it was telling this. It said, "Get your
mm-hmm.
house in order." It, I just
yeah.
heard it. It said, get your house in order." Sit down. He was telling me that, and I was
yeah.
telling
uh-huh.
it to my children. But he was telling me, "Get your house in
right.
order." You know,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so he was letting me know that was a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
we have to get our house in order because we don't know when God, when he's going to call us in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
That's
have
right.
to have our heart fixed because if we
mm-hmm.
leave here with something unfixed, we're not going to wake up in his presence.
That's
right. We're not going to wake
mm-hmm.
up in his presence. That's why we have to have everything fixed before we fall asleep. Because if we die,
yeah.
cause
mm-hmm.
if we die without the Lord, we're going to hell. But if we
yes.
fall asleep in Christ Jesus, we're going to wake up
mm-hmm.
in his presence. Now, we
have overcome.
No change after death. No change
That's
after
right.
death. And I don't care if a preacher
mm-hmm.
can't preach you in heaven, and nobody can put you in hell. It's the life you
That's
live. Day by day by day. So
Go
we have to get
self.
It
fixed. It
speaks for
That's
itself. And we have
That's
to
right.
make sure that we're walking that walk and talking that talk that we say, like they say, when you shout, make sure, you know, you can shout, but make sure you're living the life.
Right.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live the life. That's what
Amen.
Means for us. It's the life
yes,
we
yes.
live.
Mm-hmm.
Because people,
That's right.
people know you. People
mm-hmm.
know you.
Mm-hmm.
If we are
yeah.
to live that from day by day, outside
mm-hmm.
of those
mm-hmm.
walls of the church, that's
yes.
that where that's
yes.
what tells what we are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can see a lot
right.
in those four walls, but it's the life
oh, yeah.
outside the church tells who we are.
Outside.
That's
mm-hmm.
there. We live our testimony every day, you know.
We
live
to.
It every day.
Yes,
we do.
Yes.
And it
yes.
speaks
I wanted
for
to
us,
read,
too.
Yes. I wanted to read this real quick. You know, you said something that touched on this here. This is Titus in the New mm-hmm. Testament, the book of Titus, chapter number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Titus, chapter number 2. Verse 11, let's start at verse 11 here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men.
There ain't
no black people out, Puerto Ricans left out. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us
yeah.
that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for
That's
that
right.
blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he
mm-hmm.
might redeem us from all iniquity and purify
mm-hmm.
unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous
That's
of
right.
good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So if we in Christ, we're new creatures, and And we have that power. We have to speak to these demons and the enemy, you know? We have that. And not for us to be afraid. Yeah. What did he tell Joshua? Chapter 1, verse 9?
Courageous.
Joshua.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Joshua.
Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
Courageous.
Yeah.
Praise
That's
God.
Right. Have not commanded you.
Mm-hmm.
See? It's not just don't be afraid. He
right.
commanded him not to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what we have been commanded not to be afraid. You know?
Praise the Lord.
Not to be afraid. No.
We're on the winning.
Joshua, chapter 1.
Afraid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joshua, chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage.
Courage.
For unto the people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Now, see, they were living under the law. And God delivered those people out of their misery, out of their slavery.
Mm-hmm.
He delivered them, you know. And he told them there's a land flowing with milk and honey, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That makes me think it's something like the Garden of Eden. You know what I'm saying?
Lord have mercy.
Yeah. It was God that was giving it to them. It wasn't God allowing them to run the people out of the land. It was God taking care of all that to give it to them.
Right.
And they wound up being back and forth. You know, let the blood be on our hands, you know, all this stuff. And then, we're scared of, we're going to do what the Lord says. You know, that's the back and forth stuff.
And they wouldn't do it.
No,
that's
they wouldn't.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's why they put on the back burner right now. So the rest of the world has opportunity to come and be partaker of what God has for the whole humanity. It was a plan from before the foundation of the world, but it was not revealed to anybody.
Praise God.
Because the Jews, they just swore out they was all this, and the Gentiles was the rest of the world. We were dogs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But rather the Gentiles, the rest of the world, they were dogs. And the Jews, they just knew they had one. And when Jesus went to the cross, that really did it.
Mm-hmm.
Really did it. They were stuck. They couldn't understand. If this is the Son of God, why come with great power and kill the enemy and have all these riches and stuff, you know? He came humble. That's how we should be, humble.
We
should be humble. That's right. Humble is the way.
Humble is the way. Just like us, the Lord, let me be like Mary, sit down at your feet. But she sat down at his feet and listened to what Jesus had to say. Her sister Mary, her sister Martha was just busy doing. But Mary was sitting at his feet, taking what he had to say. And we need to listen and take what God has to say, what he has to say to us. Learn of me. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Learn of me.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Okay, real quick, I'm going to read this last scripture here. I believe I can get this out in time. Okay. All right. This is going to be 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. Still in 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him, that begat, loveth him, also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Well, this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he, water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank God.
And once the Spirit, we're not ahead. We have to
have
the Spirit.
That's right.
Praise
have
God.
To.
You have to have Spirit in us.
Praise. That's right. Dwelling on the inside.
Have to be on the inside. Yeah.
That's right. Got to be on the inside. Any comments from, are there any comments from any of the other callers? Any comments? Last comment? Anyone?
Well, I just want to say, sometimes we take suffering for granted. We don't get nothing from it.
Sometimes when we suffer
through stuff, we don't thank God because we made it through it. We're just even upset because we had to go through it. But me and myself, in my suffering, I had to thank God every single day because he is keeping me and he's guiding me and he's showing me.
Praise God.
Yes, I'm sure he is.
I thank God
that since you trust and believe in him, every so often you have a praise report. And I'm thankful for that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Let me tell you,
I've been doing so good. I did the standard pivot where they just hold my left side so I wouldn't lean over. But I did the standard pivot. It got in my wheelchair and got back on the bed. And I stood up on the parallel bars without much help at all.
God is doing so much for me.
God is doing so much.
He is restoring you. I'm so thankful that you become a part of this ministry because we didn't know each other that much, you know, but I would be kind of friendly to you. And me and you, we'd have a couple of words, but I remembered you from the church that we visited, and, you know, and I said, you needed to be a part. I'm thankful that you're still hanging in there. And we're keeping you in prayer, okay?
I so appreciate that. I am so thankful.
Yeah.
My insurance is running it down for a couple of months, so I'll be out of therapy, but I'm still going to do my work to help me in bed and try to sit up and stuff.
Praise God.
So the devil thinks he got me, but he don't got me.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
Giving God the
praise. And don't think that the cards have stopped coming, okay? Don't think that the thing about the cards, we stopped that, okay? We'll send you one.
Thank you so much, because I love them.
You're welcome.
They're right here in my drawer.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Yeah. We love you, sister.
Thank God. That's really a blessing. We love you.
Yeah. Lord, I love you guys. Thank you so much, and I am so thankful that you shared with me to be on here. So I'm glad that you did that. Because it's a true blessing to me.
It's wonderful.
It is.
Praise God.
We'll be
praise
in touch. God. You have a blessed praise night. God. All right?
I will. Yes, you too. Lord. Thank you.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise God. Are there any more comments from anyone?
Thank God. Praise the Lord.
Anybody, any comments? All mics are open. Anybody? Nobody?
God.
Okay. Well, nobody has anything. I'm going to throw a couple of scriptures out there. So
it's all right.
We're in the focus on a good word, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
King James Version, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, okay?
Yeah.
2 chapter 5, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 15. Well, let's see. Okay, all right. Okay, let's go to, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to do verse 15, okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. Okay, we're going down to 19, okay? No, we'll do 20. We'll do 21. 2 Corinthians 5, 15 to 21, okay? All right. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. We shouldn't be out here living to ourselves. We need to be living for Jesus Christ. He died for our sin, for all had sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay? Verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more, because Christ died and he's not in the flesh. He's not in the flesh. No. Mm-mm. 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry conciliations. And that's where we become ambassadors of Christ, ambassadors for Christ, okay? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So in other words, our sin has been paid for. The Adamic sin, the sin that came from Adam, plus the sin that we created in our own lives, you know, down through the years, our life out in the world doing what we did. Christ, he died for all that. All those sins are covered. But we have to acknowledge him. We have to acknowledge Christ doing that for us, you know. We didn't do nothing for ourselves. You know, a lot of times we think we did stuff, but no, no. Because when Christ pulls, when he pulls the rug from underneath us, what do? We're confused. we don't know which way to turn, you know. And if we believe in God or not, first thing we'll say is God or Lord. You know, it's coming out. It's one of the first words we say when we run into a problem. And we wind up having to turn back to him, thinking we did it ourselves. But no, it doesn't work like that, y'all. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful, I'm thankful that it does work like that. You know, and I can turn to God to do some stuff for me, but I can't do it for myself, and I know I can't do it. You know? Mm-hmm. And it would be real stupid for me to even think I can do it. The, the little bit of power out in the world ain't no power. It ain't no power. No.
Mm.
Because there's a war in the mind, good versus evil. And I'm either doing good or I'm either doing evil. You know? Hey, push come to shove, why not step on the winning side? You know, we claim the victory already. We have the victory.
Yeah.
But we just go through this life. Yeah, we have to go through this life, that's all. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go through this life. Any last words? Oh, boy. Whew. None? No last words? Okay. Well, let me ask Yes, ma'am. Caller, I'd like to ask you if you'd like to close us out in prayer.
Praise God.
Yes. Thank you.
Most holy and always God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for this time that you have given us at this hour. We thank you
yes,
for
Lord.
Just being able to say something about how you have blessed us and brought us through. We thank you for the ones
yes,
on the line, the one that's in charge right now. Oh, God, we
yes,
just
Lord.
Thank you for your spirit, for your anointing. We thank you because
mm-hmm.
without you, we can do nothing. You said without you, we can do nothing, God. But we know, Lord, that if we look to you, God, that you will take us through day by day. And it is suffering going this way. But we know you said in your word you never leave us nor forsake us. And regardless of what it looks like, we must depend on you. We ask you to look
Amen.
Down on us as we go throughout the night, God. Oh, God, keep our
yes.
mind uplifted in you. We ask you to bless the sick and the afflicted. Bless the ones in the prisons. Bless the ones in
yes,
the hospitals. Oh,
Hallelujah.
God, bless the ones that are going through the snow and the flooding, God. The ones that lost loved ones through all that, God. The
yes.
bereaved family, we ask in you today.
Yes,
help us ever give mm-hmm. you honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for just being God all by yourself.
Thank you.
Because you're truly a good God. And we give you honor, praise, and glory tonight. Because there is
mm-hmm.
none like you. So be with us, God.
Yes.
And ever help, let us ever lift you up. In Jesus' name
yeah.
we pray right now. Amen, amen,
well,
amen. Thank you, Lord. And
praise
shalom.
God. We thank you.
Everyone.
We thank you for that joined us this evening in this ministry. We truly thank God. I'm encouraged. my faith has been fortified somewhat, and I just hope that whoever's listening by computer or phone, they did get something out of it, they were encouraged, and they understand and realize that God is real.
Yes, he is.
And there is life after death, okay?
Yes,
we have opportunity right now. We have opportunity right now to do what we need to do in our own lives. My grandmother could go for me, and he could go for me. I have to go for myself. I have to give account for everything done and said in this body. But before that time comes, taken away from here, my God, forgive me of all sin. Was you, God, myself, and others, help me. Help me to dot every I and cross every T. Don't want to be lost, knowing the goodness that your Son brings to the world, Father God.
Yes.
We give you the praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Again, hallelujah.
Yes.
And with that, shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.